Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever find yourself staring at a to-do list that feels longer than a CVS receipt on Black Friday? You know, that mountain of tasks looming over you like the Himalayas? We've all been there. Today, we're tackling the beast known as procrastination and finally getting things done. Because let's be honest, procrastination is sneaky. It whispers sweet nothings in your ear, telling you to chill, relax, or even better, watch just one more episode. But I'm here to tell you, those sweet nothings are a siren song leading you straight to stressful. So, how do we break free from this procrastination prison? Buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that will have you conquering your tasks like a boss. First off, understanding your why is crucial. Ask yourself, what's the real reason behind procrastinating on this particular task? Is it fear of failure, feeling overwhelmed, or maybe even just plain boredom? Once you know your enemy, you can start to develop a strategy to defeat it. Next up, break down those big, scary tasks into smaller, bite-sized chunks. Think of it like conquering a dragon. You wouldn't charge in headfirst, right? You'd strategize, gather your weapons, aka tools and resources, and take it step by step. Same goes for your to-do list. Break those massive projects into manageable pieces that feel less daunting and more achievable. Thirdly, create a dedicated workspace, even if it's just a corner of your kitchen table, free from distractions. Think of it as your productivity sanctuary, a zone where you can focus and get things done without the constant temptation of social media or those cute cat videos on YouTube. Trust me, your brain will thank you for this focused environment. Number 4, reward yourself. Celebrate every milestone, no matter how small. You finished that chapter? Treat yourself to a cup of coffee or a short walk. Completed that dreaded report? Time for a guilt-free dessert, or an extra episode of your favorite show. Just don't tell me I didn't warn you about procrastination. Finally, be kind to yourself. Perfection is not the goal here, progress is. There will be days when you're on fire, crushing it like a boss. And there will be days when motivation feels like a distant memory. That's okay. Just remember to pick yourself up, dust off those shoulders, and keep moving forward. Ever feel like that sinking feeling right before you have to start a big project? You know, that feeling where your brain thinks it has suddenly turned into jello and the only thing you want to do is hide under your blankets? Well, I totally get it. Last week, I had this massive presentation coming up for my new business venture. My mind was racing with thoughts of all the things that could go wrong. Would people find my ideas interesting? What if I blanked during the Q&A? Fear, uncertainty, doubt, you name it, I felt it. But then I remembered those 5 key takeaways we talked about. First, I identified my why. It wasn't just about delivering a good presentation. It was about sharing my passion and vision with the world, making a real impact. That gave me a sense of purpose that pushed me forward. Next, I broke down the project into smaller chunks, researching the topic, crafting the slides, practicing the delivery. Each step felt more manageable. I created a dedicated workspace, my living room, bless its messy soul, put my phone on silent, yes, even those cute cat videos had to wait, and rewarded myself with breaks for every milestone achieved. Guess what? The presentation went surprisingly well. Not only did I feel confident and prepared, but I also genuinely enjoyed sharing my ideas with the audience. And you know what? It was all thanks to those 5 key takeaways and remembering that even when we face our fears, progress is always possible. So, remember everyone, procrastination doesn't have to win. By understanding your why, breaking down tasks, creating a focused environment, celebrating wins, and most importantly, being kind to yourself, you can conquer anything that comes your way. Now go out there and crush those goals, one step at a time. And as always, remember to keep it real, keep it moving, and keep coming back for more Focus Forward.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.